So the example I'd like to share is in Jeremiah 26. To summarize a little bit of this chapter, before we read some specific verses, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah in the beginning of the chapter. Jeremiah is told to go stand in the court of the temple and to speak the words that he was given. So Jeremiah goes ahead and does that. He speaks words of condemnation, words of warning. He says, and the words are going to be, if you don't obey, then this temple will be cursed. Verses 4 to 6 say that. So Jeremiah does that. He goes into the public place, the court of the temple, and he speaks these words. Everybody hears him in verse 7. And as a result, they want to put him to death. They want to silence the messenger. And they say that, for example, in verse 11. The priests and the prophets bring him to the princes, the government officials, if you might say, of the people. And they say, he deserves to die. He's prophesying against this city. Jeremiah says, verse 12, the Lord sent me to say these words. You need to know what the Lord says. As for me, do what you think. But I'm just going to obey the Lord. Here's the part that I think is really very hard-hitting, very insightful to see the effectiveness of the word of God. Verse 16, the princes and all the people said to the priests and the prophets, this man does not deserve to die. He has spoken to us in the name of the Lord our God. Then certain of the elders of the land rose up and spoke to all the assembly of the people, saying, Micah of Moresheth prophesied in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah. This is the Micah whose writing is recorded in our Old Testament, spoke to all the people of Judah, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, Zion shall be plowed like a field, Jerusalem shall become heaps of ruins, and the mountain of the temple like the bare hills of the forest. Did Hezekiah, king of Judah, and all Judah, ever put him to death? Did he not fear the Lord, Hezekiah that is, and seek the Lord's favor? And the Lord relented concerning the doom which he had pronounced against them. We are doing great evil against ourselves. What happens in this passage is that about 100 years after the time of Hezekiah and the prophet Micah, we have the prophet Jeremiah, and the people who hear Jeremiah are ready to respond one way. But the people who knew the word of God, their behavior was shaped by what the word of God taught them, in this case by example, seeing that Micah had prophesied to King Hezekiah. King Hezekiah responded in repentance, relying upon the Lord's mercy, didn't respond in anger, didn't respond in self-righteousness. So the point is that this is an example of knowing the word of God, and it has an impact on what we do. It has an impact on how we analyze, assess our circumstances, and on what we do in the midst of those circumstances. So we want to add to that, what are some examples that you could also suggest where people needed to understand the scriptures? We just want to see, and if you want to refer to the scripture and don't even have a whole lot to say about it, please, that's fine. We just want to hear some examples and get as many as we can. Refer us to the scriptures that you could think of that show that people need to understand the word of God in order for there to be power in the Christian life. And there are some microphones available. Once you begin speaking, one will arrive in your area somehow.
Yeah, the most important...
It's on?
Okay. The most important reason I can think of is because we were asked to. To read and understand the scriptures. And 1 Timothy 4, in verse 13, first in verse 12, we have a little encouragement. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in the word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. And how are we going to find out how? To be one of those examples, well, it's all written in the Word. And verse 13 says it very clearly, till I come, give attendance to the reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. So it's written pretty clearly. We are asked to study the word. And why? It's because the answer to any question that we may have, it's right here. We just have to find it. And we can all admit we're weak, and we oftentimes use it as a last resort instead of a first resort. But that's why we're also asked to be men of prayer and to pray, because in praying we'll understand that we need to read, and in reading we'll understand the answers to the questions we have.
It's a very good start. We'd like to have some others. Brother in the back. Yes, for the recording. Yes, please.
Stick with Timothy. 2 Timothy 3. And Paul says in verse 14, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you have learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." And then, of course, the well-known verse, all scripture is inspired or breathed out by God, profitable for all these things. But this notion that, of course, he was only speaking of the Old Testament at this time, but that those scriptures, those sacred writings are able, powerful to make him wise, but particularly wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. So an understanding of the scriptures can prepare the way and enable someone to be saved.
I think that's a very important point that you made, the last statement, that understanding the scriptures can enable us to share the gospel with someone. I think of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, and the story is in Acts chapter 8, and the Spirit tells Philip to go and join his chariot, and Philip runs over to him, and he sees that the man's reading from Isaiah. And afterwards, Philip asks him, he says, In verse 30, he asks him, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And the Ethiopian eunuch, he says, "How can I understand unless someone teaches me, unless someone explains it to me?" Had Philip not understood the scripture, he wouldn't have been able to share the gospel with this man. So I think it goes back to what both brothers were saying. It's important to understand the scripture so that we might grow, that we might be built up in our faith, that we might also share our faith with others.
I got one more verse in 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. "Be diligent to present yourself to prove to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." So just the idea of studying the word, not just reading it, but actually taking time and studying the word so that we could divide the words of truth.